discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for a revival? Lift up your voice and say amen. Those soulful lyrics are at the center of Third Day's latest in a storied catalog of hit songs. Revival is the title track of the album of the same name, which is just released and available now wherever fine music is sold. Mr. Mark Lee is a founding member and the guitarist for the award-winning Christian rock band Third Day, with 13 albums in total sales approaching 9 million. He's also penned a new book releasing September the 5th called Hurt Road: The Music, the Memories, and the Miles Between, that traces his one-of-a-kind trek of faith and music. And this good man joins us today on the road. Welcome to the program, Mark. Great to have you here, sir.
Hey, it's great to be here. And I got to say, before we get started, that might have been the best introduction I think I've ever got.
Oh,
that was amazing. Very well done, sir.
you warm my heart, sir. Your kindness and grace, you are a noble gentleman. Thank you for that. Well, listening friends across America have been treated to your latest track, Revival, on their radio stations this summer, and you can't miss the gospel flair of this track. But the message, it really grabs you too, in addition to the soundscape. Ain't gonna find it in a politician, not from the government or any law. Can't get it going by your own religion, only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Why was this song and this message the one that you wanted to put kind of at the heart of your newest music, Mark?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. So we just to back up a little bit, we recorded the album in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is about 4 hours away from where we live in Atlanta. And so yesterday, I actually drove to Muscle Shoals because we did an album release event there at the studio. And as I was driving to the studio, I was thinking back to a little over a year ago when I was making that same drive to Muscle Shoals to begin working on the record. And I was thinking back to how I was a little bit nervous about going into the studio, and we had this great vision for what we wanted to do, but would it end up the way we thought it was going to end, or was it going to be just some kind of disaster? You know, who knows? So I was a little bit nervous making this drive. It's this beautiful scenic drive through the southern Appalachian Mountains there, and it's amazing. So, but I passed by several little churches, little country churches on the way, and I think because it was right around 4th of July, and so people are, you know, praying for the country, and so on about three different churches, they had 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is the one that says, if my people will humble themselves, then I'll heal their land.
Yeah.
And so that's like a prayer. You know, this is going way back to the Old Testament times, but it's a prayer and a promise that God's made that if we'll humble ourselves, then he'll heal our land. And so that it was making that drive, you know, I was just thinking back to seeing those church signs, and I really kind of forgotten about that until I was making that drive. And it brings full circle just this idea of revival, of the message that we had. And if you think about, you know, our country, the division that we've seen over the last, you know, several years here, and that's a prayer that we have as a band, is that we would see revival. And revival starts not as a big movement of everybody at the same time. It starts, you know, one at a time, you know, God changing our hearts. And then that spills over into our families and then into our communities. And then it becomes this, you know, big sweeping thing. And so it's really the message at the heart of that song and of really the record is just an invitation for Christians to join us in that prayer of personal transformation that will spill over into the world at large.
Mm. I can't help but pick up on something you said at the beginning of that, which was you were nervous going in. I know that's quite a legendary studio where you recorded the album, but I think that's something that many of us wonder. I mean, for any of us, you know, the civilians, as it were, who maybe have dreamed of making music someday. But the idea of going to a studio and recording music or getting up on stage and performing is so nerve-wracking, but yet you've done it
right. Thousands
and thousands of times, but you do still get nervous on occasion.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always like that. It's, you know, when we normally go on stage, you know, I don't really get nervous. I almost wish I got a little bit nervous because there's a focus that comes along with that.
Right.
But I've gotten to where I usually don't get really nervous or get stage fright or anything, but it's at the beginning of a tour or at the beginning of making an album. And it's just that, you know, you have these fears of what if everything goes wrong and this ends up just being some kind of disaster. You know, I still, you know, when we first night of a tour and we're doing the sound check, I'm really nervous because I'm like, you know, putting all this work into it. What if nobody shows up? What if, like, nobody's here tonight? Or what if, you know, we're trying to do all these things, and what if, you know, the stage set, like, falls apart during the show? I mean, I just have all these grand visions of disaster. And so going into the studio at the beginning of a record, and particularly with this one, because so much of the album was us in advance going, man, if we go to Muscle Shoals as a band and just set up and record, you know, a group of musicians in the studio, it's going to be awesome. You know, and so I had totally thought that all along the way until I'm making the drive over there and I'm going, what if it's not awesome? This could be really bad. So I think there's a phrase that our producer, Monroe, kept going back to, and it's trust the process, you know, that you just, it just comes to a point where you just have to let go of any kind of preconceived expectations you have. And you just really have to trust God that, you know, he's going to make what needs to happen. He'll make that happen during this time. And I'm so so thankful to say that he came through and it happened, and we've got a great album as a result.
Mr. Mark Lee is the Third Day guitarist, and he's a founding member of this legendary CCM band. He's author of the upcoming book, Hurt Road: The Music, the Memories, and the Miles Between. Now, you guys have been making that Southern rock sound a centerpiece of CCM music for decades now, but these tracks are undeniably headed back to the roots of your sound. You guys have described this as an old school gospel record. What's been special about making this one for you guys?
Yeah, so we were on tour last year, so this would have been spring of 2016, and we were hanging out on the bus. We had just watched, there's a great documentary called, it's actually just called Muscle Shoals, and it's about all the great music that's come out of that tiny little town in Alabama, and it's mainly about the story about this one particular studio called Fame Studios. And watching that documentary, it just reminded us that we've actually been talking about recording there for years. I mean, going back 10 years ago, we did a festival not far from there, and we drove by the studios, and we were like, man, we've got to make a record here one day. And even 20 years ago, we had seen another documentary, some kind of history of rock and roll kind of thing, and there was a whole segment about Muscle Shoals, and we were like, we have got to go there and record. And so as we were talking about this last year, we were like, okay, let's quit talking about it. Let's actually do it. And so we were on tour, and we had a great group of guys on that tour, just really something really special going on. And we said, you know what, we've never done this before. We said, let's just take all the touring musicians. You know, there's sort of the core band, myself, Mac, and David. And then we've got three other guys on stage with us. We're like, let's go in with everybody. We actually even had another guy, a percussionist, play with us. So we had seven guys set up in the studio and record. And again, you know, I mentioned about trusting the process, and you just have to do that. That we're going to trust that we're all going to go in there. We didn't have any preconceived notions or ideas. We didn't rehearse the songs. Honestly, I didn't know the songs. Like, Mac would come in and play an idea, and then we'd start playing it. I didn't write out any kind of charts. A lot of times, I'm, you know, looking at Mac's hands, you know, to follow the chords, and we just played. And there's something special that happens when a group of musicians get in the studio together and play it live, and that excitement of us originally learning a song. And yes, it is, you mentioned about the Southern rock thing. I mean, when we talked about recording at Muscle Shoals, we knew that the kind of album that we would record at Muscle Shoals would be this Southern, gospel, you know, kind of foot stomping, hand clapping kind of record. And we're really proud of what came out.
You know, you certainly know what you're doing when it comes to grabbing people's attention. Mark, one of the first lines in chapter one of your new book is, quote, "Wait a minute, I'm still alive. Aren't you supposed to die if you get hit by a truck?" End quote. Take us back to that stunning story of a close brush with mortality all those years ago.
At the core of the book, it's this idea of we have dreams for ourselves, and God's got dreams for us that are so much bigger than what we have for ourselves. And for me, it took, because I'm just this hard-headed, I guess, it took me being in that accident to have my small dreams knocked out of me, and for me to be placed on, and for God to take me on this road that would end up with me being involved in music, me meeting up with Mac Powell, starting Third Day, and 25 years later, here we are. But I'll tell the story real quick, and this doesn't give anything away because it happens in the very first scene of the book, so it's not even a spoiler. But so I was, when I was 14, I'm selling donuts for my church youth group, and I had just made my first sale, and it was about 7 o'clock in the morning. It was October. It was still really dark outside. So I just made my first sale, and I took one step out into the intersection on Hurt Road, and I hadn't seen that the light had changed, and so there was a truck coming through the intersection. The guy that had bought the donuts for me, he just said, "Hey, buddy, look out." And I looked up, and it's not deer in the headlights. It's Mark Lee in the headlights. I mean, I didn't have time to react. It happened so fast.
Oh, man.
Got hit by the truck, bounced up in the air, landed on the road. And that literally, I said that, but that literally was my thought. I was like, wait, I'm not dead. Aren't you supposed to die if you get hit by a truck? And so I tried to stand up. I was like, well, if I'm still alive, I guess I'm okay. So I tried to stand up, and I instantly found out that something was really wrong with my leg. So it turned out that I'd broken both bones in my lower right leg. And as a result, I was out of school for pretty much my whole freshman year of high school.
Wow.
I got way behind in school. And at that point in time, music wasn't even really on my radar. It was something that I did for fun. But I was knocked off of the path that I had thought I was on, you know, to be a good student and to go to a good college and get a good job and all these things. And I ended up being on this other path where while I was at home, I played my guitar a lot, and I really got into that and realized that this was a talent that God had given me. And so a couple years later, I met up with Mac, and we started the band. And none of those things would have happened had I not gone through the accident. And there's some other things that I get into that happened as well later in the book. But one thing I'll end with is the literal thing that I said when the paramedics came up to me and they're, you know, doing all their questions that they ask, you know, when they're trying to figure out what's going on with this person that sprawled out in the middle of the road. They said, "Hey, buddy, do you know your name and where you are?" And my answer was, "My name is Mark, and I'm on the road." And I had no idea, you know, at that point in time that would be this almost prophecy that, you know, I've spent most of my adult life, I've been on the road, you know, touring with this band and telling people about Jesus. And so it's just been just an amazing journey. And I was really excited to be able to put that down in a book, and excited that it's coming out really soon.
It is an amazing story, an absolutely amazing story of Mark Lee. By the way, Mark, the name of the show, this show is called On the Road.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
So
look at that.
The joyful ironies are compounded today.
It's like a divine appointment. I mean, we were meant to do this. Amen. On the road.
Amen. I have to ask you one more thing about that incident. Is it true, as I read, that the first thing you asked the paramedics as they came up to you there on the road was if they wanted donuts?
I did. I said, "You guys want to buy some donuts?" And you try to turn it into comedy as best as you can. And so I asked the paramedics, I asked the doctors at the hospital, the X-ray technicians. Anytime anybody would come in, I go, "You guys want to buy some donuts?" And I hate to say it, but if I had kept a few boxes of donuts with me, I probably would have done a good job for our, you know, youth group fundraiser. But unfortunately, I didn't. So
now, you have described, obviously, that the reason you had the donuts in the first place was, you know, you were part of the youth group. You grow up here in the heart of the Bible Belt. So What was the place that faith had in your life as a young man? Were you really, did you buy in at an early stage? Did you grow up in faith?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I talk about this in the early chapters of the book, but I grew up in church, in a little Methodist church outside of Atlanta. And it was a huge part of my childhood. And I remember, standing there helping my mom hold the hymn book and singing, you know, Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Yes.
Victory in Jesus, you know, all these big songs. And I got saved when I was about 9 years old. And it was a very real experience for me. It's a genuine thing. And I think happens to a lot of people. I got to high school, and it's not that I turned away from God in any kind of dramatic fashion, but I just got busy doing other things, and it just, my faith wasn't as important as it should have been. And it took really the donut incident, and it took me, you know, dramatically, you know, being in that accident, being out of school for so long. And then the path that I was on, meeting up with Mac, and we started playing in garage bands together in the beginnings of Third Day. But Mac and I, you know, God put Mac in my life and me in Mac's life at a very critical time, you know, right there at the end of high school where, you know, you've got all these big decisions that you're making. And we were kind of there for each other, and we would start with the band, and we would start rehearsing. We would pray before we'd start practicing, and it would kind of just turn into like this Bible study. And a couple of hours would go by, and we'd realize, oh wait, we forgot to practice. And so, just having that, I think God called Mac and myself back to Him really at about the same time. And that excitement that we had about our faith right there at the end of high school, that was the beginnings of what became Third Day.
That's an amazing story. It really is a fairy tale musical story in a lot of ways. Mark Lee is the guitarist of Third Day, the legendary CCM band. He's the founding member as well, and author of the upcoming book, Hurt Road, The Music, The Memories, and The Miles Between. And it's just been a joy so far talking to Mark. And not just so far, I have every confidence that the remainder of it is going to be a joy as well. Is that a fair thing to assume? I mean...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, come on. We're going to claim it in confidence that it's going to happen.
I love how you described earlier your shock when people would intentionally show up to a show to hear you perform. You and Mac were just like, why are they coming to hear us? But was there a moment when you realized that, hey, this just might be something more than something that we do for fun? This could actually be a career and a vocation.
Yeah, you know, we started out playing right outside Atlanta. There used to be this little club called The Strand, and it was the epicenter of, there was this great Christian music scene outside of Atlanta back then. And there were our bands like ourselves, there was The Waiting, Small Town Poets, another band called Jacob's Trouble, and they, all these bands ended up, you know, with record companies and touring around and everything. I would see those guys. We were a little bit newer on the scene, but I would see those guys load up a van, a trailer, and they would drive, you know, hundreds of miles to upstate New York or somewhere, and they would do a show, and they'd take up a love offering and get like $50 or whatever, and they would turn around and they'd drive all the way back, and they'd be all tired, and they'd have to go to their day jobs. And I saw that, and I was like, cool, I want to do that. So that was my dream when, you know, back in, say, 1995 when we were starting out. And it was such a small dream, you know, because anybody can, you know, rent a van and a U-Haul trailer. They have U-Haul places on every corner. So it wasn't really a dream. It was like a plan. But God had bigger plans for us. And I think for me, it took, I think it was about 2001 when we were at the Dove Awards, and we won for Artist of the Year that year. And it was, all the other performers were backstage. They were getting ready to do the final number. And we had just won for Artist of the Year. And as we walked back from that, and everybody was there, you know, getting ready to do this grand finale song. And so it was like this who's who of Christian music. And for me, it was that moment of going,
wow,
okay, we're not just a little band from Atlanta that's kind of on the outside. You know, we won Artist of the Year, so we're right at the center of this thing. And I think that was the moment for me. And it was a realization, honestly, of God's given us this thing. He's given us this platform. what are we going to do with it? And not long after that was when we started taking more of like a stewardship kind of approach to the band, that this is God's, and he's entrusted us with this. What should we do with it? And so we've, ever since then, we've shared our platform with other worthy causes like the One Campaign, World Vision, Food for the Hungry, Habitat for Humanity. We've tried to point out some, you know, some things that are going on in the world. There's child poverty and all kinds of other problems, but also how God is using these great organizations to make change in those areas. And so, just that idea of stewardship and just that, okay, we're really doing this. You know, all those things were just kind of wrapped up together in that moment when we won at the Devil Wars that year.
Mm. Wow, that's... Can only imagine what that moment must have been like. Thank you for sharing it with us. You know, we see early on in your book, once again, it is called Hurt Road, The Music, The Memories, and The Miles Between. Mark Lee, the Third Day guitarist and founding member of the band, with us today. Early on in the book, you say what I found to be one of the most relatable things that a person can read. You say, try as I might, it's definitely not happily ever after. Good things happen, bad things happen. Sometimes they're happening at the same time. And it struck me you really tackle this notion of sort of a formulaic path to happiness. What's behind that message for you, Mark?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned earlier about the idea of, like, we have dreams for ourselves that are so small, and God has dreams for us that are so much bigger than we could ever dream for ourselves. And I think it speaks to, I think we all do it in a way, and sometimes without even realizing it because it's so subtle, but we compartmentalize our faith, and we'll get up with the best of intentions. You know, we might read our Bible and pray, have a little time of devotion, then we close our Bible, and it's like, okay, God, thank you. You know, I've got it now. I'm going to live the rest of the day. And so we end up, most of our lives, we're operating out of our human striving, and we're not relying on God and the amazing power and the promises that he's made to us. And so it took me, you know, it took me getting in an accident. It took me, I lost my father to cancer when I was in high school, and so many other things happening for me to realize that I need to let go of any kind of expectations that I have for the future, any plans that I have for the future and how things are going to go. And there's, you know, when you start thinking about the future, there's fear wrapped up in that. You know, we were talking about that earlier, about the stage fright idea. There's this fear that's wrapped up in that. And the opposite of fear is not us being bold and conquering it head on. The opposite of fear is faith. And so that's what I've learned through my journey. And here I am in my 40s now. And so hopefully somebody that's maybe a couple decades younger can read my story and see how I've gotten it wrong in some places, and maybe they could get on the right course a lot sooner and save some of the heartache that I've gone through. But it's all about that. It's all about that moment by moment obedience. And that's what I've learned just through my journey and through the process of writing this book.
Well said, sir. That's one of the central messages of the book, Hurt Road, The Music, The Memories, and The Miles Between. Third Day guitarist, founding member of the legendary CCM band Third Day, Mark Lee, has been with us today. We just have a couple more minutes left, brother, and I don't want to depart before letting people know the new album is out now. The book is out next month. Where's a good place for people to go to find the music and the message of Hurt Road and learn more about you and your ministry, sir?
Absolutely. So you can, the music is out now, the new album, Revival. You can get it wherever you buy albums, whether it's iTunes or Amazon or other great outlets, or you can stream it. It's available on all the major streaming services, on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. So be sure to check that out. We're really proud of this album. It is a lot of people, as you said, they talk about it being a return to our roots. And I think this is the album that our fans have been rooting for us to make for a long time now. So I think they're going to be pleased with it. So check that out. And then my book, Hurt Road, comes out September 5th, and it's available. You can go to Barnes & Noble and pick it up, or go to their website. You can go to Lifeway Christian stores and pick it up. Or if you want to do the online thing, you can go to Amazon or christianbook.com. You can pre-order it now, or you can wait and buy it when it comes out. But be sure to check it out. It's literally a labor of love. I've been working on it for years, and my heart is wrapped up in it. And as I said, hopefully there are some lessons that I learned through my journey that I share in this book that you can hopefully pick up on those and maybe maybe learn a thing or two. But I'm really excited to share this book with people, and hopefully you'll check it out. Hopefully you'll like it.
Yes, it is an excellent book, Hurt Road, the music, the memories, and the miles between. And, sir, it has just been truly excellent to have you here today. What a great interview you are, sir. What a great heart. And, of course, what great music you make. Thank you so much for being here, brother, and bless you.
All right. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is fun. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.